You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I'm joined by Mary Allen Hanna from Teton County Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling, as well as Amy Renova with the Town of Jackson Public Works. And we are here today to talk about fall cleanup, which is going on this week and this weekend. Thanks for coming in, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brennan.
Yeah, so we have fall cleanup in three parts. First part we're going to tackle is yard waste cleanup. Why is it important to clean up your yard before winter?
So yard waste is something that's very seasonal in our community in Jackson Hole. The town and county sponsor two events a year, one in the fall and one in the spring. And the value of cleaning up our yards before and after the snowfall is just that it improves safety around town from debris and falling limbs, keeps our town looking cleaner, and it gives us this great opportunity to remind people that yard waste is an organic, nutrient-rich material that can be composted and give those nutrients a chance to live on rather than just being sent to the landfill.
Yeah, and yard waste cleanup is a joint effort between Teton County Integrated Solid Waste and Recycling and the town of Jackson, which is why we have Amy here. So Amy, who is going to be composting this yard waste? I know you're working with another company.
Yeah, that's correct. We are working with local companies here, the Terra Firma and West Bank Sanitation are the two companies that we're using.
And where can you go to pick up yard waste bags?
So there are two locations. You can pick those up at the town hall on Pearl Avenue. And then also you can pick them up at the recycling center as well.
And I think they're also available at Ace Hardware, right, Marianne?
I believe they're available for purchase at Ace Hardware.
And this isn't a pickup event. You have to drop off your waste bags. Where do you go to drop them off?
So during the fall, we do offer the 2 days drop off at the rodeo ground. So that will be Friday, November the 3rd and Saturday, November 4th. And both days are from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we will have the Town of Jackson staff there on hand to help assist the public with the bag drop off.
Yeah, and Marianne, what's important to keep in mind when you are compiling your yard waste? Like what goes in the yard waste bags and what should stay out?
Sure. I want to emphasize that in the fall, there is no curbside collection. So anyone participating has to go ahead and bring their material either to the rodeo grounds during the days that Amy mentioned, Friday and Saturday, November 3rd and 4th. Or if it's more convenient for you, you can drop off at the Teton County transfer station south of town. And for that entire week from Monday, October 30th through Saturday, November 4th, there's no fee for residential yard waste. And as far as bringing your yard waste, you can bring it loose or you can bring it in the paper compostable bags. At both locations, you will have to empty your bags and sort your materials and make sure that there's no trash or dog poop mixed in there. So the process is the same in both locations, and we do accept loose loads or bagged loads, just no plastic bags, please.
If you're just joining me, I am here with Mary Allen Hanna from Teton County Solid Waste and Recycling, as well as Amy Renova from the Town of Jackson Public Works, and we're discussing fall cleanup that is taking place this week. All right, so next up with fall cleanup is Fall Burn Week. When is that, and what do you need to do in order to participate?
Yeah, so the Fall Burn Week actually starts October 28th through the 5th of November. And what we recommend is that you definitely call Jackson Hole Law Enforcement prior to burning. And the number there is area code 307-733-2331, just to give them a heads up, let them know that your location of the burn.
All right, and the third part of fall cleanup is probably the most exciting. It's the Pumpkin Smash, and that's going to be on Saturday, November 4th. At the rodeo grounds. Marianne, you've been to Pumpkin Smash. What exactly happens here?
So it's a great time. This is the Saturday after Halloween, so the pumpkins are starting to rot. And this is your opportunity to bring them, again, to be composted rather than sent to the landfill. And we make it fun. It's at the rodeo grounds. You can bring your yard waste at the same time. The fire truck ladder from Jackson Hole Fire EMS will be there. And the firemen, beginning at noon, will take some pumpkins up to the top of that ladder and drop them. And they smash, and it's pretty exciting. And that smashing will happen on the hour, every hour, from 12 to 4. In between the actual smashes, there's some pumpkin bowling, some refreshments from Whole Food Rescue. And then we'll also have a group doing wildfire awareness. The Teton Area Wildfire Protection Coalition will have some representatives there, and they'll have some information on how to clear your property and keep your home safe from wildfire.
Well, that sounds like a fun time. I just want to kind of wrap up here with Fall Cleanup Week. There's a lot of things going on. Is there anywhere people can use as a resource to kind of find more information on if they're interested in participating in any way with Fall Cleanup?
There's more information at tetonyo.org/recycle or give us a call at the Recycling Center, 733-7678.
Also, the Town of Jackson, we post a lot of the information on our Facebook page and also on our Town of Jackson website.
Well, Mary Ellen and Amy, thank you so much for coming into KHOL today and discussing Fall Cleanup.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brennan. We hope to see everybody out at the event.
This has been your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.